Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. What a wonderful guest Teresa Brown is. No answers yet, but recognizes the problem that if nurses aren't doing healthy things for themselves because they're sacrificing for their patients, what do we do about all of us? And although that's not a very satisfying place to leave the conversation, at least getting it out in the open, discussing it, is something, because it really is the major medical issue, I think, in America. That is, how do we get people to do the five normals? Because without doing the five normals, that is, if you look at it, walking 30 minutes a day, eating Mediterranean, waist half your height, managing stress and drinking only a little alcohol and avoiding tobacco, if we don't do those five, we increase costs and chronic disease dramatically. If you do those five, 90%, 80 to 90% reduction in chronic disease over a 30-year period. Without that, we're spending 84% of medical costs on managing those chronic diseases that don't need to occur. So we could, and the problem is they're increasing. So 3 million diabetics in 1974, 30 million in 2014, prediction 120 to now 220 million in 2050, using 15 to 20% of our total GDP if we spend the same money on them as we spend now. What else would occur? Well, same thing with osteoarthritis, going up from sixfold need for hip and knee replacements from 1 million last year to close to 6 million is the prediction. Same thing with dementia care. Same thing with post-cancer care. Same thing with post-heart attack care. If you look at it, those six major diseases use up 15% of our GDP each, which means 90% of our GDP would get used up. It's impossible. That would mean that we don't have anything else in life, if you will. We don't have any other medical, we don't have any money for food, we don't have any money for going to movies, etc. It won't occur. That means we'll get rationing. And if we don't get rationing, we would in fact get a greater income disparity and a lower quality of life. And I don't know any way of avoiding those two things, meaning unless we get rational and do the five habits. And yet only 3 to 4% of Americans do them, 96 to 97% of us enter Medicare with a chronic disease or an undermanaged disease. And that brings up where you should go in blood pressure, new guidelines this week, but I'll come back to that. But what it really means is the income disparity will increase, and rationing will occur unless we learn how each of us can do those five behaviors and take control. So I don't know, but I'd welcome suggestions on it. Send them to me at UDOCS, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S. I won't see them today, but I'll get the UDOCS working tomorrow, and we'll go over them all, and I'll present the best ones, if you will, as soon as I can get it. But in any case, this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and I want to talk to you about the new guideline that the SPRINT study showed. SPRINT, standing for something about a difference in systolic blood pressure. Do you aim for 140 or 120? And we always have aimed for 140 since the 1960s, when the veterans' randomized controlled studies on blood pressure control were first done that showed that 140 was much better than 150 or 160. Well, now it turns out 25 to 35% reduction at 120 versus 140. So let's go there, let's aim there, and maybe we can all get there. This is Dr. Mike Roizen on UDOCS Radio, if you will. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Other stories that were important this week. Is coconut oil healthy? Probably not. Probably just causes inflammation, but we don't have good data on it being healthy. Short term, like sugar, It increases mental function in patients with Alzheimer's. But it probably, just like sugar, causes inflammation, and a different mechanism than sugar, obviously, causes inflammation and causes faster long-term deterioration. Appendicitis now being treated as effectively with antibiotics as with surgery. That follows heartburn. When we used to be with ulcer disease, you do surgery. Then it became an infectious disease. H. pylori, done by two brilliant Australian researchers. That data really wasn't discovered till Procter & Gamble found out they had bismuth or Pepto-Bismol as a way that successfully treated it. The reason it successfully treated it was the antibiotic. Bismuth serves as an antibiotic, and it wiped it out. Well, what happened then? What happened then was, in fact, that bismuth not only wipes it out, but it became an infectious disease, and surgery stopped. Now, obesity and type 2 diabetes, both looking like they may be related to infectious diseases. In diabetes case, caused by too many antibiotics, apparently selecting for certain bacteria. Maybe the same thing in obesity, causing a different intestinal microbiome. But those are really hot stories in this week's medicine news that are just being start to be exposed. We don't have good enough data. We'll get it. And my guess is the speed at which medicine is going to, sometime in the next 2 or 3 years, we'll get much better data on the microbiome and what you should do with it. But in the meantime, let me talk a little bit more about this controlled trial of human caloric restriction. 218 people, roughly 150 were randomized to the caloric restriction, 25% calories a day. The other group, a control group. What happened? The control group didn't lose weight. The calorie restriction group lost 11% of their weight and kept it off for 2 years, normalized all their LDL, all their risk factors for cardiac disease, all their risk factors for brain disease, all their risk factors for cancer. We don't obviously have long enough follow-up, but 84% of them stayed on it for 2 years. Wonderful result. But even more important, because people don't think this is doable, the USC group, Dr. Longo, we had him on about a month ago. The day the paper came out, I called him and got him on for the show, where you just do 5 days, 1,000 calories for the first day, 750 for the next 4 days, and basically it was vegetable soup. They're going to have a company called, I'm blanking on the name of the company. I've got it here, so I'll get it up in a few seconds. But the company is, I can't find it. This is horrible. L-Nutra, L-Nutra, and it's L-Nutra.com. They aren't selling stuff yet, but they expect to be selling the recipes, and not the recipes, but actually the food. I just did it with an amateur way. It's mainly I found I could make a, if you will, a ratatouille, which is basically tomato soup. It's a large amount of tomatoes, diced tomatoes. I added half a can. I added 24 ounces of diced tomatoes, 24 ounces of water, 3/4 of a cup of corn, a lot of onions. They're practically free in calories. Some garlic powder, some bay leaves, anything I wanted in spice. 45 calories a serving. To get to 750 calories, you got to eat, 16 or 17 servings of that a day. That's basically what I ate, plus some vitamins in my normal 8 Little Helpers. You can go and look at Dr. Royson's 8 Little Helpers. RobReport.com will have that, if nothing else. And you can look at that, and you find out the 8 things I took, which are just free pills, if you will, free from the standpoint of calories, and was able to stay on at the end of the 5 days, 4 days of 750, I felt a little, not that I was able to exercise fully, but nothing else. I enjoyed it. Easy to make, easy to eat, and
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes to live the youngest life possible. We were talking about calorie restriction and the periodic fast, going on a fast for 5 days. It's not a real fast. It's 1,000 calories the first day, 750 the next four. It's very doable. I did it. We're having a couple women do it for the Oz show now, so we'll let you know what happens with that. But I've seen a lot of people do it, so 95% have been able to do it for, it's just 5 days a month. As I told you, the menu I went on, the Dr. Mike Roizen soup, if you will, you put diced tomatoes, 24 ounces of water, 3/4 cup of corn niblets, again from a can or frozen. Frozen is my preference. I cut up fresh onion, diced it, 1 cup, 1 teaspoon of pepper, and about a lot of garlic to spice it. Little turmeric, and man, it was good enough. 45 calories a serving of an 8 ounces. You have to eat about, 18 of those to get 750 calories. And by the end of the 4 days, since that's all I ate other than some olives and some celery and plain old lettuce, nothing on it, with balsamic vinegar on it, actually. But just that on it, I was clearly able to stay under 750 calories, but I was tired of the soup after the 4 days, but had plenty of energy. You can try that, and you can see that, if you will. It'll be on the Dr. Oz show, the full thing on Dr. Longo and his success with this, and what we think it does. It regenerates your stem cells. That's right. When you have an injury, like a heart attack, you normally would form a scab if you don't have stem cells rush in. But stem cells will rush in, if you have them. They will replace those dead cells. And in 3 months, assuming you get normal blood supply from either a stent or bypass, or you get healthier behavior, and you can reverse it. That's what Dr. Esselstyn's work has shown. You can reverse that heart problem, those heart blockages, by going on a nothing with a mother, nothing with a face diet. No added oils, no sugars. You do that, and the stem cells rush in, and in 3 months, you're pumping normally. Well, what's the key? It's to get more stem cells. And what's the key in stem cells? Lengthening the end of the chromosomes, called telomeres, and this periodic fast. That's the bottom line. You don't have to worry about all the mechanisms I just went through. The key thing is the periodic diet in the first 2 days of refeeding regenerates the telomeres on your stem cells, so you're able to live longer and healthier. Remarkable. Just absolutely remarkable, if you will, from a standpoint of the holy grail of aging. So that's the goal, and you can do that. Anyone can virtually do it, but the 2-year randomized study of calorie restriction also came out showing great benefits. I'm going to do a bunch of fast hitters right now. That is quick things in medicine that are important and give you some background. But before I do that, I want to do 2 of our tip of the week. Now, the reason I'm doing 2 of the tip of the week is I didn't get them in the first hour. Why didn't I get them in? Because we had such a good interview going with she's not a doctor, she's a nurse, Teresa Brown. She's a New York Times opinion columnist, but wrote a great book called The Shift, 1 Nurse, 12 Hours, 4 Patient Lives, and wonderful book. And so I didn't want to interrupt that conversation with her because she was doing, she was just so much fun, if you will. So anyway, tip number 6, enjoy walnuts. A ton of studies indicate nuts can help you stay healthy inside and out, decreasing heart attack, recurrence, appetite, cancer, joint pain, and increasing your fertility if you want that. And you don't have to worry about peanut butter pretzel. That's not even counting all the physical benefits you get in the place of stress eating. Ask yourself what your biggest dietary downfall is and give yourself prescription. For example, every time you're tempted to tear open a bag of chips, walk for 5 minutes, do 5 push-ups, or eat 6 nuts, or do all 3. Then ask yourself if you still need those chips. The answer was probably no. More often than not, you won't. You can, of course, create your own treatment for whatever temptation is. In no time, your life-damaging habits will morph into game and gimme do-over ones. Why is that so important? It's because your brain needs to be active, and your brain wants another activity. It doesn't want nothing to do. It wants an activity, and one of those activities you can give it is, in fact, that, if you will, the benefit of a healthy activity tip. And so get a, you want to substitute an activity, not just say I'm going to go cold turkey because it's just too tough to go cold turkey. We want you to go and substitute something else in place, not go cold turkey. I lost my place here on the tips, but I think I found it again. The next tip I want to cover is, in fact, I found it, is tip 13, show some resistance twice a week. In the last 4 or 5 decades, we've witnessed a repeated generations of fitness crazes packed into just a few years. There was a time, for instance, when people thought that training with dumbbells or barbells should be reserved only for bodybuilders. For many people, especially women, they shied away from weights because they didn't want to have muscles exploding from every part of their bodies. But for maximal benefit for your health and to prevent injury, in addition to 10,000 steps a day, no excuses, you also want to set a time to do a short resistance routine of 10 minutes twice a week. To get the most benefits, aim to do exercise of your larger muscle groups, such as those in your legs and your back. You know, what are called core muscles. As well, the core consists of the abdominal muscles as well as those in your hips and especially your buttocks. A strong core may help keep you safe if you slip on ice, not because your six-pack of abs can break a fall, but because a strong core may help you keep your balance so that you don't land head first or nose first on the sidewalk. We'll be right back when we go to break. I'm going to come back and we're going to go and talk about the quick hitters of the week in health. We already talked to you about one of them. That is the appendicitis and heartburn and diabetes treatment with an antibiotic. I want to also talk about not eating raw oysters. Raw oysters, it seems, are associated with what is called cruise ship vomiting virus. Cruise ship, if you will, nausea and vomiting, the norovirus. Well, it seems where the norovirus is hiding is in raw oysters. Raw oysters, when they come on, have it, you eat the raw oyster, you get it, you vomit, you spread it to others. This is actually, someone created a vomiting machine. I can't remember who it was, but it has been created in the U.S., you'd say, why would anyone create a vomiting machine? What was to say, is there spread of virus with vomiting? And the answer is yes. It turns out the vomiting machine, just like when you cough, you spread viruses. Well, when you vomit, you spread them too. And they can go pretty darn far as 18 feet, it turns out. So someone's vomiting someplace else, you're probably going to get exposed to it. Anyway, the norovirus is the vomiting virus. And it is in oysters. Don't eat raw oysters. That apparently is how it gets spread from cruise ship to cruise ship. We're going to come back and talk more about these quick hitters and the brilliant data now accumulating in medicine. We also want to talk a little bit about China and China's aging problem and the working decline in population. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Remember, we're a passionate show that helps you take control of your health so you can live the youngest life possible. Stay tuned, always, to Radio MD.
Being your best means nothing slows you down. Whether it's a hard day of chores around the house, that weekend marathon, or smashing through a workout, one thing remains the same. Recovery must occur before you can be your best. Michael's Recovery Zyme supports the body's natural inflammatory response, resulting in greater muscle recovery. Recovery Zymes is the missing link you need to be your best. Recovery Zymes' formulation of systemic enzymes and herbs, coupled with an advanced enteric coating, allows Recovery Zymes times to work where needed, the muscles and tissues. Our team at Michaels also uses these formulations, so we price our products to be cost-effective because we believe that excellent health should be affordable. Recovery Zymes is the highest potency and most affordable muscle recovery formulation in the market. Elite athletes and weekend warriors all agree. Systemic enzymes are the missing link. Michaels Recovery Zymes provides them so you can move forward and achieve your goals. You provide the passion, we'll provide the support.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Do you want greater intimacy and to have a better sex life? Who doesn't, really? Dr. Kara, when we think of high blood pressure, stress levels, we have so much of it, and it can turn both people in the couple off. What do you recommend? Are there any products that you like to recommend?
Tell my patients there are the four pillars. The four pillars are diet, exercise, sleep, and stress reduction. Each one of those independently can significantly improve sexual function.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week.
Mary Jo, what is the communication end of this all?
The best thing to do is decide together that you want the relationship. When you want the relationship, then basically it's not my needs or your needs. It's about doing what's best for the relationship. What's best for any relationship is good communication and intimacy.
Listen live every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure, and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hi, this is Dr. Mike Roizen, and you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. China has a problem. And what is the problem? That they have a lot of pollution, they have an increased risk of diabetes, and a decline in their working population. That is, as people are getting older, they have, because of the one-child policy, not as many kids. Is it happening to the U.S.? Yes. So we're going to talk about that in a big way next week, because this aging population will cause more and more percentage of our income to be spent on medical care, and that may not be good for society in general and for us as a society. We have to take control, or we will get rationing, and that rationing will be an economic rationing. That is, just like in California, the hepatitis C drug costs $14,000 now. Well, who can get it? Well, it would literally bankrupt it would take the entire Medicaid, if you will, income stream of California. If they did that and that alone, that would use up all the Medicaid money for California. It would bankrupt the state even worse. So what they say? They said you can't get it until you get a severe end organ disease. It isn't enough to feel bad. It isn't enough to feel sluggish. It isn't enough to not be productive. You've actually got to have fibrosis in your liver or be dying from the disease before you can get the drug for $14,000 a year. Well, that type of rationing will come much more commonly. Every cancer, anti-cancer drug, we're going to be in a big, big soup if we don't, I guess, start having more of the periodic diet, that is, that diet with soup to have lower calories so you stay healthy. But you don't have to go that far. All it is 30 minutes of walking a day. Everyone, if you're listening to this show, virtually everyone can do that. If you're in a wheelchair, well, you probably get up and walk a little bit to the bathroom. So walk a few steps more every day, and you'll be able to do this. You'll get to 10,000 steps. Yeah, it may take 2 or 3 years, but you'll get there. I've had patients do that. And that's the whole issue. We can just do this. If we do this as a society, and if everyone does it, we will get healthier as a society, and we'll be able to, yeah, we will be able to do much better for ourselves and for our neighbors, because we'll be able to spend the money caring for the acute diseases, because we don't have to spend the 84% of income now. We spend 84% of medical costs on chronic diseases. Let's go over some quick hitters. One of the pieces of good news, and it's good news in a peculiar way, the way I'll present it. U.S. adult smoking rates dips to 17%. It's the lowest ever that we've recorded since 1950. Right? 1956, 50% of Americans smoked, mainly men, but women were smoking in that era too. It was a great thing of equality. Well, how stupid is that? We make women equal by letting them have a horrible vice. But we let them get that, and that's why they've gotten more lung cancer recently and breast cancer. It causes that's right. If you will, just like aspirin decreases 9 cancers, not just colon cancer and esophageal cancer, well, it decreases lung cancer increases tobacco increases not just lung cancer, but 11 other cancers. Brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, bladder cancer. All of these are increased dramatically by smoking, so we let women do it. Of course, good. Let them have breast cancer and brain cancer. How stupid of us to do that. But in any case, we've gone from 15% to 17%. How long has that taken? 60 years. 1956 to now, we've been on this campaign. So 60 years, if it takes us 60 years to get our waste under control, we're doomed as society. If it takes us 60 years to do physical activity throughout society, we're doomed as society. What do I mean we're doomed? Well, we'll be spending so much money on managing chronic disease, or we will ration all drugs over $5 a month, so that what will happen is that we get more income inequality and more, if you will, disruption of society. It can't happen. We can't have 220 million diabetics cared for in the same way we care for the 16.9 million now. What happens if we do? We use 15 or 20% of GDP on just diabetics, another 15 or 20% on osteoarthritis care, same thing on post-cancer care, same thing post-heart attack and post-stroke care, etc. We do this post-dementia too. What happens? We don't have any money left for food, no money left for manufacturing, no money left for anything else in society. So these things can't happen, and they won't happen. But what will have to happen is that we have to learn what we did right with smoking. We made it socially unacceptable, and to do other things to, in fact, spread those five healthy behaviors quicker. Okay, but the good news, smoking rate did dip to 17%, its lowest ever in the United States in the last 60 years. Breastfeeding, what happens? If you have MS and you breastfeed, you decrease your risk of postpartum recurrences. Why? Well, there are a whole bunch of theories. Obviously, it does have something to do with hormones, but it's great news. What happens if you're like a Kansas City Royal and you get chicken pox as an adult? Well, that can be really severe. It can lead to a encephalitis, that is, a infection of your meninges or an infection of your brain itself, and that can destroy those brain tissues, cause inflammation, and it can spread to other teammates. That's what happened. Why, you say, to the Kansas City Royals? Because we have a lot of ball players, thank God, because they're good ball players, from Latin American countries where they don't have rampant chicken pox and they didn't get immunized. So when they come here, they have neither the shots against it nor did they have chicken pox. They get it from one of our kids or one of the adults who's got it, and it's much more serious, and they can pass it on to all their teammates. So at least two Kansas City Royals got it. The problem is the chicken pox vaccine, now bacteria vaccine, the chicken pox virus now lives in the nerves in your back, and that's when it can come out and cause shingles, those painful splotchy areas that can last a long time. So get the shingles vaccine and hopefully get the varicella or the chickenpox vaccine if you haven't gotten it. Another quick hitting story, if you will. The war over soda. The new study finds that carbonated drinks increase your risk of heart attack independent of sugar. So even if they don't have sugar in them, carbonated drinks are associated with a much higher risk of heart attack. How much higher? It's about twice as high. We'll come back after the break, and I'm going to talk about the new avenue that has been found on Alzheimer's disease, that is, scientists have found a way of clearing the gunk and to save the brain superhighways in Alzheimer's patients. They've done it only in 10 patients in a phase 1 trial. What this means for you, we'll talk about that when we come back, in a number of other what we call quick-hitting medical advances. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick, and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
This is Dr. Mike, and you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Scientists ask six men to eat 6,000 calories a day. Why? It actually was to find out what's going on and to find out if anything you could do can do something about it. Turned out this gluttony caused in a week an 8-day, 8-pound weight gain. But worse than that, it set off an onslaught of chemicals, byproducts, that are toxic to nearby cells, causing inflammation throughout the body. Real bad for the nearby cells, but toxic throughout the body. And what happened? They found that giving simple multivitamin, half in the morning, half in the evening, is the way I like to do it, that those things, vitamin C, E, coenzyme, Q10, and selenium, seem to be protective and decreased that onslaught. So maybe if you're going to have a big meal and know you're going to have it, you know, right before Thanksgiving dinner, right before those big meals, take a half a multivitamin. Who knows? Maybe it will do. Diabetes Nation, this is scary. 12% of us, we talked about this. I'm going to go through a series of quick ones. We talked about it. Maybe 52% of us, 220 million by the year 2050, would have type 2 diabetes. It will cause a major social disruption if it occurs just by its cost. But so will the need for knee and hip replacement due to obesity. So will the dementia, so will post-cancer care. We got to stop these things. Scientists found a new way to save the brain's superhighways in Alzheimer's patients. In the first clinical trial involving gene therapy, yeah, they put in the gene that accelerates moving poop or waste from the brain. Yeah, that's right. Each of your brain cells puts out poop, that is waste products, and the poop the brain cells put out happens to be amyloid. Well, they found a way of clearing it. That is, they put in the new gene that was faster at removing it. 10 patients with end-stage Alzheimer's disease. First trial confirmed the therapy was safe. They don't know whether it will be effective yet. That's the phase 2 trials. But one of the upsides of gene therapy is that it's targeted and can be restricted to specific areas of the brain without damaging healthy cells nearby. they learned unequivocally that degenerating neurons can respond, can come back to life. That's what stem cells do. You want to get those new stem cells. Please do that. The war over soda. I was talking about that. 800,000 people looking at sugary drinks, if you will. There are numerous factors that contribute to heart attacks, the group said. No single food. But they showed that people who ate soda had a much greater incidence. How greater an incidence? It was, in fact, a doubling of the risk if you had 3 sodas a day. We talked about cutting calories in the calorie restriction study. Eating in the move may lead to overindulging later. Why? Because people don't realize they're eating. They eat unconsciously while you're walking, and then somehow it doesn't register in your hunger center that you've actually eaten something that should decrease your hunger. If your mouth itches when you eat apples or other things, other fruit, it may be an allergy to either the apple or the pesticide or something else. Take it seriously. Make sure that it's not getting worse, and even if it isn't getting worse, talk to your doctor about it, get a referral to an allergist, find out what it is, and carry an EpiPen, and maybe teach your kids how to use an EpiPen for you or your wife how to use it. The FDA proposed guidelines that are not so sweet, so you got to say what percentage of the 400 calories a day does sugar propose in a beverage? One Coca-Cola does the whole gosh darn thing. It does that whole thing. To fight peanut allergies, give peanuts to babies, pediatricians advise. Another quick-hitting story last week. And a not-so-quick-hitting story, a new alternative, statins add to a quandary on cholesterol. If you can't take statins, that is Lipitor, Crestor, one of those other Prevostatin, Simvastatin, you can't take those because you get muscle pain. Should you be allowed to take one of the other much more expensive drugs, $7,000 a year versus $4 a month? Well, should you be allowed to take one of those? What's the story on weight loss and balloons? Well, it turns out the balloon therapy, that is putting a balloon in your stomach, making you feel full, actually does work. And it does decrease appetite and cause weight loss. That's one of the new studies coming out. The immune system. What's the story on the immune system? Well, I want to remind you one more time that if you overindulge in food, that is, it will start a cascade, literally a cascade of inflammatory things that will cause an increase in heart attack, will cause an increase in cancer risk. And what do you do about it? Well, it seems the simple solution of just consuming, this is really remarkable, just having a multivitamin, half of a multivitamin, making sure it's got some vitamin C and E in it beforehand, will quench that and prevent that increase problem from overindulgence. So before my Thanksgiving dinner, yeah, I'm going to take a half of a multivitamin. Doctors treat blood pressure. New life-saving study says go for 120 over 75. Don't settle for 140 over 85. Treat more, treat harder, get to a lower degree. That's what the SPRINT study said, a third reduction in heart attacks and strokes if you get to 120 versus 140. Is coconut oil healthy? Probably not. It probably just causes inflammation. Is New York City off base in asking restaurants to label high-sodium food? Yeah, probably there's no need to have that focus on high sodium. Doesn't do anything that helps us to a great degree. So why spend all the money and time and effort trying to avoid it? Let me give 2 tips of the week as the last thing we're going to do. So tip number 14, bring the fire. Provided you're in proper shape for vigorous exercise and after checking with your doctor, if you do have heart concerns, you can still engage in intense exercise. And there are plenty of benefits to do at all kinds of all-out effort. High-intensity exercise raises your metabolic rate even after you're finished. During huff-puffing exercise, your brain releases brain fertilizer, otherwise known as brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF. After more vigorous activity at any age, you increase your hippocampal size because that brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor increases it. Get your heart rate up to 85% of your age-adjusted maximum for 20 minutes three times a week, and you'll see the maximum benefit. The age-adjusted maximum heart rate, just take 220 and subtract your age. So if you're 50, 220 minus 50, 170, that's your max. So 80% of that, 17 and 17, take 10% away. So 34 from 170, 136. You want to get your heart rate up to be able to produce and release that brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor. Break the addiction, form a habit. We talked about that earlier. We'll cover that next week as our number one tip of the week. And in the meantime, we're also going to talk about China's aging problem and what that means to you. We'll be right back. Enjoy life. Remember, you're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.